Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are going back to our hashtag Make It Happen edition, and we're going to talk to you about how to live your best day. We're going to do things a little bit differently today. Me, this is Katie. I'm going to tell you the first three tips, and then Lauren's going to take over and explain to you guys the next three tips. So let's get right into it.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Tip number one is that your best day actually starts the night before. So have you ever woken up not knowing what you're doing, kind of scrambling, maybe you were late for work, forgetting things, just a hot mess? What I like to do is I have a planner. I personally use the Smart Life Push Journal, but any type of planner, you can use an app, write out your schedule. Okay, from the minute you wake up, I personally write in things like get ready or pack my lunch, things that I'm going to do anyways, but it's just nice to write it down. From the minute I wake up till the minute I go to bed, I pretty much have at least a general plan for my day. Also, in this planner, I will plan out my meals so that I'm staying somewhat on track with my nutrition and my fitness. Maybe I write my workouts. And I also have a side list separate from my schedule about things I need to get done that day. So we've done episodes on creating to-do lists, but really prioritizing what needs to get done first. That way I'm making the smartest use of my time throughout the day. Tip number two is to read or listen to something motivational in the morning. Now, maybe this is a podcast. Maybe if you are religious, you read a Bible verse, or you have an app or some sort of meditation book, whatever it is that you enjoy doing or listening, do that in the morning. What it does is it just sets your mind right and gets you ready for the day mentally prepares you and puts you in a positive mood. So when we're putting positive thoughts in our ears, it's pretty hard to start the day in a negative mindset. I personally like podcasts that we've listed on our podcast before about our top favorites, different motivational books. I love listening to audiobooks. So even if I'm not working out in the morning, where I usually will listen to something, I will always have a podcast or an audiobook on my drive to work. So at least I'm getting some sort of positive information in my ears. All right, tip number three is to do a gratitude check. So I love that this is included in my planner. There's a line at the top every day that says, I am grateful for dot, dot, dot. So make this a daily habit, because anytime we have an attitude of gratitude, it's very hard to be in a bad mood when you think about all the things, all the abundancy that you're blessed with in your life. So try to make this a daily habit. I personally found the best way is to include it in your planner, something that becomes a daily habit. If you have two separate journals, that works too, but find something that's going to work for you so that, you know, we all can pick and find at least one thing, if not 10, to be grateful for within our days. All right, guys, that's it for my three tips. Stay tuned. Lauren is going to fill you in with the last three tips to help you guys live your best day.
Hey, everybody, Lauren here. I am very excited to talk about this topic today because it has been something that I've been struggling with recently. I've always been a very naturally optimistic and positive person, but recently it's been a lot harder with me with the challenges of, you know, being a mom and being at home with Sammy and being pregnant and all of that. It's been tough on me to stay positive every day, and I've had to use some new techniques to tap into what is so amazing about my life. So before I go into my three tips, I did want to say that one of the things that Katie mentioned, the gratitude check, you know, writing things down that you're grateful for every day. This is a big thing that I was struggling with, because certain days I would be in a bad mood, whether it was I wasn't feeling well or things with Sammy were extra hard that day, and I would beat myself up with the things that I should be grateful for. You know, I would think my life is so amazing. I'm so grateful to have Sammy. I'm so grateful to have an amazing husband. I love my day most of the time, so I should feel grateful. I shouldn't feel bad. I shouldn't be in a bad mood. And I've used the gratitude to kind of beat myself up. So I wanted to mention this in case that's where you are right now. If you are using the things that you should be grateful for to beat yourself up, stop. Because it didn't help me and it doesn't help you. And we should focus on those things that are so amazing about our life. But we should also acknowledge whatever is going on outside of it, and that we do each have our own struggles, and maybe my struggles don't compare to someone else's, but it's still a struggle for me. And so I've had to accept that and move on and find a way to elevate the good and work through the bad. So I want to give you that permission to acknowledge your bad moods and don't beat yourself up just because you do have so many amazing things in your life. Work on getting past those bad days instead of focusing on why you shouldn't have a bad day at all. All right, so my first tip and our fourth tip for the episode is whenever you are feeling bummed out and you're trying to have a better day, the thing that always works for me is listening to some awesome music. Now, this will change for me from day to day. Sometimes I'll put on just the top pop hits because that'll pump me up. Other times I'll just think of random songs that I want to listen to that are super random, and if someone walked in, they'd be like, why are you listening to this Nelly Furtado song? But other times I want to listen to country. I listened to country all growing up. I don't listen to it anymore, and I don't really like new country. Sorry if you do, but I don't really like new country, but I love the old stuff that my mom would play in the car. So it brings back great memories, and I'll put on some Dixie Chicks or some She Daisy and blast out with Sammy, and we'll dance around the house, and it always lifts me up. So try that out if you're feeling pretty bummed and you want to turn it around. Put on some great music. Our fifth tip is use a timer to get shit done and to stay focused. So if you're in the mindset of like, oh, I just don't feel like doing anything, just start and tell yourself, I'm going to work on this for 45 minutes. And then when 45 minutes is up, I can sit on the couch, or 45 minutes is up, I'm done for the night. So give yourself those timed work periods so that you can get one thing off of your plate instead of, you know, moping around possibly. I know I've been there. Oh my gosh. But I found giving yourself those timed periods really helps with pushing the needle forward. The other part of this tip was to stay focused. Now, the best way that I found to stay focused is to put my phone somewhere where I can't see it. Because if my phone is next to me, random ideas will pop in my head and I'll start searching the internet for toddler shoes and like all of these random things. So if I really want to just get stuff done for a short period of time and then look at my phone after that, I will put my phone out of reach. So I won't even just turn it over. I'll put it completely out of reach and put a timer on it that I can hear from far away and stay focused. Our last tip is to give yourself a break. I touched on this a little bit with our fourth tip, but recognize what you're going through. You know, maybe it's a new job that's stressful and you think, oh my gosh, I really am enjoying this job, but it's hard for me and I'm learning it and I'm stressed out about it. Recognize just what's going on. Or you're going through a hard breakup. You know, give yourself the time that it takes to learn and to grow and to move past the bad mood. Like I said earlier, I am such a firm believer in a positive mindset, but with a positive mindset comes bad days and negative mindset. I mean, let's be honest, we all know those people that are positive all the time and it's not real. We know that. It's like, what's this person like behind doors, or when are they ever like sad or mad or just blah? You know, like that's a word David uses, is just, oh, I'm just feeling blah. You know, you're not feeling super positive, but you're not like in a terrible mood. You're just whatever. And I think that is so true to life. You know, we don't always have to be charged up and so excited and all this. There will be times in a normal life for you to be super charged up and very enthusiastic, and then middle and just whatever, just doing your thing, feeling good, but not, you know, not feeling great. And then there'll be times where you're just having a sucky day. And I think that's really my focus for this episode, is how do you get through those sucky days and not just linger? You know, give yourself the time, but don't linger in it. You know, if you feel like you've been having a sucky day for a week or 3 weeks or a couple months, you know, it's time to use these other tips to pull yourself out. Get a great book. Talk to some friends about it. find a way to change your perspective, because the longer we stay in a negative mindset, our perspective starts to change. And that's one of the things that we want to maintain, is a positive perspective overall. So I 100% give you permission to complain sometimes, to have a bad day sometimes, but living a healthy and happy life has to involve having a positive mindset and a mindset that is focused on the present, but also future oriented. So those are the things that Katie and I are here to teach and to work on ourselves. And I hope you guys feel the same way. All right. Well, next week, Katie and I will be back together doing our regular episode. So tune in for that. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys then. Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.